All right, so here it is, the myth of the zero curve, the belief or the idea that you could read enough content, watch enough videos, take enough classes that you will never fail and never have problems. And this is a complete bunch of hogwash.
Every single message you deliver is really a sales call. Either you are selling or being sold. Salespeople love to brag about their skills. And the truth is, your success in closing sales depends on your skills, your abilities, and finding the right training. And the great news is, you have come to the right place here at the How to Sell Show with your hosts, Dale Bell and Scott Sylvanbell. And be sure to join the party at howtosell.live and download your copy of The 10 Common Mistakes Salespeople Make.
Aloha from Sacramento, California, coming to you live from my office. It's a perfect day to talk about coaching, training, and mentoring, and the myth of the zero curve. I feel it should be like, woo, everybody gather around the fire. We're going to talk about the myth of the zero curve. You know, we're going to make some s'mores, which, you know, sounds pretty good right now. So here is what the myth sounds like or feels like, or how you could spot it out in the wild. If I take enough classes, read enough books, listen to enough podcasts, have enough coaching, I'm going to have tons of information and I'm never going to fail, right? I'm going to overstock on information. I'm going to do everything I can to load up and it's going to protect me from ever making a mistake. And once I get started, I'll be good. But the problem that I see is the people who live their life in the myth of the zero curve, what happens is they never get anything done. They never get anything accomplished. They have a good game and they could talk theory all day long and they could tell you all about how somebody said something and have tons of tables and contents memorized. But at the end of the day, they don't have actionable items. They don't have things that they've actually done. And I think of an entrepreneur, her name's Mary Ellen Tribby, and she was a copywriter. I couldn't tell you everything that she's ever done because I don't know her personally. But she has a saying, done is better than perfect. And a lot of times I will see people wait for the perfect opportunity. I will see people, you know, profess like I've got all this knowledge, but I'm waiting in the weeds for this perfect time to happen. And see, here's the thing is that time never comes. And so they've loaded up on content, they've loaded up on information, and they've never really done anything with it. You can only do so much with theory. And then at some point you got to put pen to paper. You actually have to take some items and do something with them. And here is where the problem lies from writing with salespeople, from coaching people, from dealing with people is deep down inside, this is rooted in a fear of rejection. The fear of rejection that they're going to look dumb, that they're going to look silly, that there's going to be problems, that they're not going to know how to fix an issue when it happens. And it doesn't matter how much planning that you do. It doesn't matter how much you prepare for something to happen. Nothing ever works out as planned. You know, Mike Tyson says, everybody's got a plan until you get punched in the face, right? Got to attribute that to Mike Tyson. Had to work that one into the episode today. But that's the same true. Like you can only prepare for so much and then you really actually have to do something. And rejection is real. It does hurt. But you know what? Here's the thing for you is rejection is the one thing that keeps people from taking the next step. And anytime that I look at something new, I'm like, okay, I got something new that I'm working on. I've got something that I've got to work with here. Where is it that 80% of people fail? And that's my horizon. That's the goal that I work for. And if it's super difficult, I'm like, where is it where the first 10% of people fail? And that's the direction that I run towards. And then I move the goalpost again once I get there. I'm like, aha, I have conquered. I have done amazing. I have done right. I have done wrong. I have learned a lot. It might have been easy. Okay, where is the next 10%? Where is the next 5%? Where's the next 3%? Whatever number it happens to be for me to get over that curve and to keep going. You know, I look at a lot of events that you got to go through, like a combination lock. And when I was in seventh grade, you know, I went to grade school for 0 to 6th grade. And then I get to seventh grade and you got to have a locker and you got to have a PE class. And I'd never used a lock before. And I learned on the lock, it was right, left, right for the combination. But a lot of times what happens is people go left, right, left. I heard somebody explain this before, and I would love to give them attribution that it's like a video game, and some people have been through more boss levels than others. Whoever you are, you're a brilliant person. I would love to give you credit. If somebody knows, put it in the notes. I'll put some additions. But, you know, sometimes you live through stages of bosses that other people haven't. In this day and age, everybody's a search engine expert. No, not SEO. Don't be silly. A search engine expert, meaning that if you want content, you want information, somebody goes to the Google and they read on the front page, you know, the first 10 articles. And the next thing you know is they're brilliant at what they do and they know everything. They're a search engine expert. But, you know, the real deal is the person who's done it is going to be able to explain things differently than the person who just theorizes and talks about it. You know, there is a belief out there that you only have to be so good. C's get degrees. C's get degrees. And most of your competition are the C's get degrees type of people, right? They're like, I'm good with 70%. I think back last month, you know, I'm helping my mom run her company since my dad passed. And she had a 42-year relationship with a company. 42 years, four decades. Like, I want to say, like think about that. 42 years of a relationship. And something happened, things went sideways, and she had to find a new vendor. Like, she didn't want to find a new vendor. She was forced to find a new vendor because of the games that this company was playing. And they were okay with mediocrity from an employee. Like, they just come up and, okay, well, you know, I guess you're going to leave then. And my mom's like, I've been with you guys for 42 years since we started the company. I don't know what the problem is. What's the issue here? And because of that, your competition, like, people get this confused all the time. Your competition is not the entire world of business. Your competition isn't the entire world of sales. Your competition is the top 20% or the top 10% or the top 5%. I mean, it's not much harder. It's not difficult for you to be better than the bottom 80%. They're not doing things right. And in a good economy, they're just getting things done by default. Here's what I'm going to encourage you to do. You find a coach, you find a mentor, you find an accountability partner, and you find somebody who's going to push you to make you take strides and to make you take steps. And, you know, I wish I could disclose what I have going on for a project right now, but super high level, the person who contacted me when they told me what they wanted me to do, I will tell you that because of the person and who they are, my gut went, whoop, what? Like, when my phone rang and the person introduced themselves, like, I thought it was a joke because, you know, it was one of these things, like, this person reached out to contact me and they found me. They're like, hey, Scott, we want you to do this project for us. And in the back of my head, that little tiny devil was like, you're not good enough. It's not ever going to work. And then the guy on my shoulder was like, you know what? Screw that. I've taken the lumps. I've been prepared. I've done everything that I was supposed to do. I'm going to make this thing happen. I'm going to make it work. And, you know, for you, you are going to get criticized. I get criticized all the time. You know, I got 2,500 videos on YouTube. I'm on the biggest critical platform on the planet. I'm going to get made fun of. I got podcasts out, right? I'm going to get made fun of. You're going to get criticized. And if you're going to use that to stop you, you are not ever going to be able to prepare for the zero curve for that. You're not ever going to be able to have no failure when it comes to that. And the bigger your plans are, the bigger the critics. And the people that you thought were your friends are going to come out. They're going to rob, cheat, steal life from you. It's going to happen. You know, the people around you are going to try to pull you down because, like, oh, here is the real deal. Okay. Here is one of the things that happens that nobody ever wants to talk about. And let's have this conversation. The people that are around you that are open for mediocrity are going to be mad that you're changing, that you're trying to find your way because in their mind, they're not doing enough. So if they tear you down and they cause problems for you, then what's going to happen is they're going to feel better about them doing nothing and not ever doing anything. So, like, the zero curve for them is their fear of being looking dumb because you're actually making something happen. You know, I think of the term your network is your net worth. And part of that is, you know, you got to have people that encourage you because you're going to fail. You're going to have days where you just don't want to get out of bed and you're going to think, like, what would this person say? Like, I think of one of my coaches. What would this guy say if I didn't get out of bed today? You know, he'd probably verbally kick my butt. You got to have the people around you that you could call and rely on them and say, hey, look, you know, I'm really struggling right now. You know, I just need some words of encouragement. And that person's going to say, hey, tell me what's going on in your life. And they pump you up and they help you out. And so sometimes people get this confused. Your network is your net worth. Like sometimes you need those people there for you to have the conversation with you and tell you everything's going to be okay and tell you like, hey, I've lived through this, you know, everything's going to be all right. You know, I've been through a lot of weird things in my life and here's some directions that you could take. And like, they're not living the myth of the zero curve. Weird stuff has happened to them. But you know, the thing is you got to keep going. Here's the recipe. You learn something, you implement it, you take the lumps, you modify accordingly. You win, you fail, you take some lumps, you modify accordingly, and you climb up the ladder. But most people, after a couple of times of failing or taking the lumps, they give up, you know, and they go back to, well, I'm going to go back to the myth of the zero curve. And the myth of the zero curve is if I just keep preparing and reading content and watching videos, and I really never have to put pen to paper, I don't have to do anything, then nothing ever happens.
Thanks for checking out this episode of the How to Sell Show. You can join the party at howtosell.live to get the show notes, links, updates on new episodes, recordings of previous episodes, articles, as well as videos. You may not know this sales secret, but sharing this episode with a friend will bring you good luck. See you soon. Mahalo.